Just give me one moment. I'm sure you're gonna love this.
Yeah, man.
Okay, one
moment.
Hey, how's it going? My name's John. I'm the regional vice director.
I was trying to tell Ben, like, you don't have to tell me. Just tell me what it is, and I'll decide.
Right.
I know the value of Google, you know?
Sure. I mean, who doesn't use it, right? Yes, sir. All right. Well, it's built in your phone when you buy it. And I'm speaking with Alex, though, right? I just want to make sure I have the right account and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Dan actually put in more than a 50% discount rate for you because you got our new in business rate here for you. So you've been in business for about like 6 months, but been doing this for a long time, though, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Now, I do have one question regarding on this because, our target, when we want to target your people, let's say like residential, commercial, and specific areas to residential mostly. Okay.
Yeah.
And
for
then
residential, I know our business is out of Temple, but no, we do.
Okay.
So I don't know all the zip codes. I can give you counties, but basically we run all the way from San Antonio up to Waco. And we go all the way out as far as like Llano, Manor, out west. And out east, we almost go to basically like College Station. So if you drew like a big oval.
I was going to say, okay.
From San Antonio to Waco, like an oval on one side and an oval shape on the other side, like it's a huge, huge area, over 200 miles. I mean, it's a lot of area, man, where we do. I can give you counties.
Beautiful.
So it's a lot of zip codes.
Well, that's the thing. You know, with our package that we have available for you, it works perfectly in line with that because we make sure to hit specific areas if you needed to. So when you're talking like, hey, can I give you a zip code? Can I give you a county, a city? By all means, that's what we ask for, actually. The more we're on target with that, the better the outcome it is for you, right? So it's very important. And all the calls will come directly to you. There's no third party or middleman touching any of your customers. So you never have to worry about that. All right. Some companies, you'd be surprised, man. But now I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not just the website. So if you have your own website, I'm looking at it right now. Awesome. You could have the best website in the world, but if no one's finding it, what good is it, right? So what we do is we funnel that traffic to you, right, to make sure they find your business, find a way to call you or contact you or even just look at it, maybe even set up an appointment on your website. You know what I mean? So however it is, we want to make sure we're not missing opportunities. Not only are you going to be placed on the first page of Google, but you'll have a Google ad above that local map section, so you'll cover two-thirds of that page when a customer's looking for your services. That's the beauty behind this whole thing. Now, we don't charge per call, click, job, nothing like that, man. It's a flat rate, actually. There's a lot more that comes along with this, but I know you're asking for pricing on here, so I want to make sure you don't feel like I'm beating around the bush here. But as far as your pricing, Alex, with the discount applied here, you're looking at month-to-month, you'll always be grandfathered in at the discounted rate of $449 per month. That's it. Okay. Now, again, there's a lot more that comes along with it, but based off of pricing here, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you in the budgeting?
Kinda. What else comes with it?
Sure. Okay. So very first thing is we don't want you taking our word for everything, right? That wouldn't help any. We want to make sure you have the full control, keys to the car here. So you'll have a fully customizable tracking system. We call it the dashboard. With this dashboard, you can track the calls, see where the call is from, the phone numbers. That way, if you miss them, you can call them back. You can even see the keywords being used on Google. Now, these keywords, you can change it at any time, but we'll have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday to go ahead and do that for you. That way, you're not having an additional headache to worry about. We want to make sure you're focusing more at the job at hand rather than on the back end of all this stuff. Okay? Now, of course, customers don't always just use Google. They may use Bing more, right? So we're aware of this. You actually get the local directories included in this package, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple even. A lot of people are using, I don't know if you have an iPhone, but everyone loves to use the Apple products, right? So that's another avenue where we don't want to miss those opportunities on top of that. Okay. So I do have a question. As far as your website, though, I'm not going to lie. I think it's a really good website. Did you build this yourself, or did you pay somebody to do this?
No. We hired somebody to handle our website and some startup stuff. So that kind of backtracks just one topic.
Yeah.
So you were saying Bing and Yelp and all that. So what does that mean, like, if somebody searches for solar companies in the area on Bing, it comes up as well?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Just like
you get on the first
Google
page there, too.
And on Yelp?
Just like
on
that.
Yelp,
yes, sir.
Saying Yelp, so Google, Bing, Yelp, what else?
Apple, Yahoo as well, too.
What do you mean Apple? What do you mean by that, Apple? Like Safari? What do you mean? Like?
Yeah, so anyone using the Apple products, we want to make sure that you're being found on that as well. So customers like to use their own specific stuff from Apple. To be honest, I have an Apple – I have an iPhone solely because my wife made me. I love more of the Android products, but yeah.
Yeah. But what do you mean? Like if you search on Safari, I mean, what do you mean by Apple?
Yep.
Because like when I go, you go on Safari and stuff, it's pretty much Google.
You know, same thing on there, but Apple has their own products and directories that they can use as well too. But yeah, Safari pretty much is the way, you know, it's not like it's going to be something different. We want to make sure we're using it on cross platforms. So it's not going to just be on, oh, you can only find this on a computer. No, we do it for Apple products. We do all electronics. Phones, tablets, computers, even voice Alexa. So a lot of times if someone's driving, they're not going to be able to, you know, text and drive or research on the phone, right? They're just going to say, hey, who's nearby, right? They make a decision just by that customer experience of having it easy and convenient for them to find you. That's how they're going to make that decision. If you're always there popping up and they don't make a decision right away, what do you think? You know, down the road they're going to say, all right, I see this guy everywhere. That's the name. Boom. And they make a decision to call you from there.
Right.
So that's what we make sure to do.
I would definitely think so.
Yes, sir. No more building on the billboards, handing out flyers in the parking lots, you know what I mean? Like, it's just that new age. It's the same feeling, but it's just the only reason that worked back then is because we knew exactly where those customers are going to be, right? They're always on the road or they're at the shopping mall, things like that, right? So this is the same thing in a different sense where it's like everyone's always on their phone, always on their tablets. They're always on, like, a Facebook or something. You know what I mean? So we have those options to make sure that you're popping up as a top recommended option for them to see when they're actually looking for those services, and they have to be in those areas as well. So it's a lot more quality calls rather than just quantity. I think we could both agree. Getting the phone to ring is one thing, but having the phone to ring that's actually customers that are really looking for your services, that's a whole other playing field right there, you know? And that's what we want to capture for them.
I agree. I like that.
Yes, sir. And again, the beauty behind this is, so out of your $449 month to month, other companies, they would say, all right, yeah, you can pay monthly, yearly, whatever the case may be. But then they start charging extra money because it's pay-per-click type of deal, right? Well, with us, we actually include that already because we're a premier partner with Google. What was that?
You need to get a lot, brother, and it's stupid. Yeah, it's like everybody who's trying to... I'm noticing it. Everybody who's trying to do funnels or trying to offer a service, basically what it comes down to is they either charge a ton of money up front to give you something,
right,
or they're like, we don't charge anything up front, but you pay us for, you know, per sale or per install. And it's like,
right.
And then you support for like 3 months, and then they're like, oh, well, if you sign up for this extra shit now, like, we'll give you more. And it's like, they think, you know, everybody's just going to sucker up to it because, you know, you're already signed up for 3 months. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool,
yeah, and we're month to month, so we like to earn your business by having a good return on your investment.
Well,
not only that, but saving money in the back end. I honestly believe this. I don't know about you, Alex, but – oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You don't have to convince me anymore. I know the value of it.
All right.
And I'm in. I have business partners. And
unfortunately,
I'm the direct contact. What I provide for this business is I sit down with customers. I educate customers on making, you know, the right decision or a decision at all. I'm the one that's face-to-face with everybody and the face of the company. I have a partner. That is our financial guy. And so right now he's putting up money for us to get everything moving and everything like that. So really, basically, I gotta at least run it by him. Just be like, hey, look, let's get our asses out on Google. It's gonna cost $500 a month. You know, can we do this? So let me at least give my partner a call. Can I call you back directly
without having to go to I was going to say, we could do all of that. I mean, if you want, I mean, obviously, if you want to talk to him on your own first, that's perfectly fine. Respect that. Or you call him a three-way, however you want, man. I want to make sure it's easy and smooth for you.
I'll talk to my partner solely, and then we'll get a decision. Because probably what's going to happen is, because they're partners, instead of it being billed like directly to our business account or something like that, my partner who owns basically his enterprise with a bunch of businesses, he'll probably end up just putting it on like his card or something like that. And then every month it'll just be like he billed $500 or whatever from the company, but it'll just be paid. Like it'll be something that will be paid from him. So I can work it out. Like, they were going to put X amount of dollars into the business. There's still some left over they never put. So maybe that last $5,000 or whatever can be used for this for 10 months while we're building our business and making money. So
awesome. And Alex,
so let me run it by them. I definitely see the value in this. Either way, we'll work it out. I just don't want to run myself dry. Unfortunately, you know, it takes time to start a business, and I'm working at it every single day. Right now I'm working at it. I mean, I'm doing stuff every single day to try to build this business. And I'm in the solar industry, a lot of it has to do with, it's just lead generation, right?
Yeah.
And setting appointments and lead gen. So it's basically, you're a lead gen company at that point. So I'm learning that end of it. My skill set, my expertise has to do a lot with after the appointment set. So a lot of the stuff beforehand, I'm learning. And I have learned a lot about. So it's, you know, it's a learning curve. So I'm figuring all that out. And unfortunately, because of that, there hasn't been a whole lot of income, you know, coming our way, which
not
is
yet.
What it is, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Not yet. No, exactly. Not yet. Not yet. But, you know, we're dealing with those struggles right now, and we can't do anything without money. So the money we have right now for our account, like the guy who designed our website and all that, that contract's ending. So, you know, we don't have that bill anymore, and there's really not a lot of overhead at all. So the money that we do have, you know, $500 isn't a whole lot to spend each month.
Well, before 49, I don't accept tips, man.
I was missing. I'm sorry. So
No. I'm not like that, man. I'm not that type of guy. You know, I want to make sure my job is to make sure that you get a good package that will last for, that will help you save money, but also get a return so that way you last for a long time with us. Being month to month and us only working with your business, that's important.
is there like a term? When does it end? Or is it just a continuous 449 payment forever?
Correct. Yeah. So you'll be locked in for the life of you being with us at that discounted rate month to month. If you guys are trying to save more money, I was looking as you were talking to you, I promise you I was paying attention, man. But at the same time, I also want to find and maneuver ways to help you save money as well too.
Well,
if you wanted to,
I don't want to cut this plan in half or something
like
that and not get the benefits. Like,
you're
about to offer something like cheaper price, but you get less stuff.
I'd rather not
do that because I see the value in what you have right now.
Yeah. No, nothing to do with the change of plan. It's just more of the far as the longevity. So if you guys are planning to, you know, because we normally don't do contracts. Like, that's our thing. As you could tell this whole time, we're like, yeah, we don't do contracts. But for the new and business plan on here, I'm looking at it. If you were, let's say you were to say, you know what, John, we definitely want to stay for at least this amount of time, make sure, you know, we're doing really well, or whatever the case may be. If you're looking to, you know, save a little more extra money, same plan. And if you're doing it, let's say, for like a 3 months up front, you're going to be actually saving like $300. So, I mean, there's other ways to go about that far as this for your business, but I just want to make sure I'm throwing out options of ways to help you save money, but also, again, keeping that same package that you have there.
$300, so 12, 13.50, so it'd be what, 10.50?
No, even less. It'll be 900 straight up. Just 900 flat. So yearly you're saving about like 35, 100. Yeah, that's more. So
what does that mean? Do you pay every 3 months $900?
Yeah, you could work as a 3 month increment. You're more than welcome to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. That actually sounds better.
Okay.
That actually probably sounds better. Let me just talk it over with my wife. She does all the finances and okay. Let me just run it by my partner. I don't think it's a bad idea at all. So let me just run it by her. How can I get in contact with you directly?
Does this phone number accept text messaging?
What's your work hours?
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a generic text, okay? It has our direct line, and you could text this number back if you'd like as well, too. But it'll have my extension in there. So let me know once you got that text message.
Okay, I'll put you on. Hang on, let me look out for it. Send it when you're ready.
I just sent it. Let me know when you got it.
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
All right, John, some Local Splash. What's Local Splash?
Local Splash is our company. We're a premier partner with Google. That's who we are.
What the fuck? I thought you were Google.
No, anyone that says they're part of Google, let's say if Google reached out to you, just know you have to be a multi-million-dollar company / billion-dollar company from the reach out directly to you.
Yeah.
If anyone says they're Google and they can do all this stuff, they're promising you left and right, hang up the phone. Yeah, there's plenty of out there like that, to be honest. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I get calls all the time. Better Business Bureau is calling me, and it's just always something. It's always something. People just see new businesses pop up, and they just reach out. And I'm just like, I allotted money. I need to be, and you probably can understand this, I need to be, or we at Texas Premier need to be as vigilant and frugal as possible right now. Like, we need to make sure our money is going the length. Right? I can't, just put, and Better Business Bureau is like, they're charging out the ass, and it's like, dude, I can't spend that to become, the hell they call that, accredited by the Better Business Bureau for like $1,000 a month or something like, I don't know, some crazy amount. Maybe I'm wrong, but we can't spend that right now when we have better things to spend.
I was going to say, if I can give you the best advice on that, man, oof, you know what I mean? Like, BBB is great. We used to actually work with BBB ourselves to, enhance customers on there.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, first off, they don't have to be a customer to leave a review on there. So it's like everyone just talking their own mind about you. Could even be a competitor trying to push you down,
Google? Yeah.
Google's a different story.
I battled that, not with my company, but I battled that all the time with other companies because some people out there, they swear by BBB. It's like if BBB says something bad, they're like, that's their go-to. They don't look at Google or any of your websites or whatever. It's just BBB. If you got an A, they're like, all right, cool.
Right.
Like, it could be bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And
but,
Google, you can't do that, so it's real customer.
But I also know BBB, if you're not paying them, they only show a certain portion of reviews, and I believe you can also only get a certain accreditation letter grade. And so if you have a bunch of reviews on there that are like, oh, you're going to get an A, but you're not accredited or paying them, they could be like, well, we're not going to use those to build your reputation. You're going to have a B or an F.
Exactly. It's like, who's paying the most is going to get a great rating, It's like, no, that's not right, What about the actual quality of work?
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's an avenue to gain business, and I'm okay with it, but I have to do it at the right time. If we're bringing in $100,000 a month in the future, then sure, $449 a month for this, and, you know, whatever, $500 a month for them, you know, I don't mind that. Is that way, if I do go have customers that look us up on BBB, they can see that we do have a good reputation.
Yeah. Yep. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's what it is. So,
time is everything for it.
I got your message here. Look, it says press 1 to get you. So, let me, what's your work schedule?
So, we're open till 6 today. It is a call center, though. So, if you want, I can set up a different time later down the road today to, you know, give you a call. That'd probably be best. Or you can text me and say, hey, John, I'm ready in the next 30 minutes or something. I can go from there.
Let's not do today since we're going to set up a time. How about we set it up for tomorrow at about the same time, like 9 o'clock in the morning?
9 o'clock? Okay. 9 o'clock it is. All right, let me make sure I have my schedule first.
I'm going to mark it down to, hang on, local splash, 9 a.m. call, 11:09. All right, I got it marked down. You'll call me at 9 a.m. tomorrow?
I got you, partner. We'll go ahead and get this thing rock and rolling. Give me like a 10-minute leeway. Yeah, just because, you know, we usually do a meeting right at that time, so usually like 5-10 minutes. So if I'm late by 10 minutes, I hope you don't hold it against me, partner.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
All right,
that's
perfect.
Fine. Let me just – I gotta make a call to my other partner anyway for something else, something big. Some big stuff happening. And I'll mention it to him as well.
Okay.
And see what he thinks. I mean, like I said, he has his own experiences with some things. And I do as well. I just think that I think certain things are a good benefit for a company. You know, there's certain things that I believe in, he doesn't believe in. But you know, he
I think we'll all agree on Google though. But
basically I'm running this business right now by myself. And because my partner was supposed to be, you know, just he had the largest insurance company in Colorado, and when they sold it, like, he made millions of dollars and everything, and you know, he made out very well. So he was supposed to bring leads to the company, like lead skills, you know, so I could bring the face to face, and that way we had, like, from the appointment from post appointment and pre appointment that, you know, we had our whole situation, you know, our whole plan worked. He could help with leads, I could sell the deals, but then something happened with another business, and that partner tried to screw him really, really bad, and it beat him up really, really bad. It's a sad situation. Like, it beat him up really bad mentally and spiritually, and he's pretty much past it now. But for some time, and, you know, for some months now, I've been basically running and gunning myself, you know, trying to learn the ins and outs of the business, trying to learn, you know, how to do video editing and social media, because also the company we hired that did our website isn't following through with their social media stuff either.
Okay.
They're supposed to help us out. So.
I was going to say, you guys been to a ringer, it sounds like, man. Just letting you know, the package
is
about,
we don't give
exactly.
up.
It's like Sylvester Stallone says, man, it's not about, you know, getting hit, it's about how many hits you can take and getting back and keep moving forward, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's all about it, you know?
Probably got some other calls and shit like that.
All right, partner. All right, sounds like a plan. Looking forward to it. You take care, right, Alex?
All right, talk to you soon, John.
Yes, sir. All righty. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Likewise, partner.